welcome to the Banker podcast series, Banking in Transition, where we explore how banking has changed through the COVID-19 pandemic and is adapting for the future. In this series, the Banker's editors are interviewing industry experts from around the world to gather insights and advice on specific challenges, best practices, and innovations that can help banks and their customers as we move towards a new normal in banking. I'm Kimberly Long, Age Editor at The Banker, and today I'm speaking with John Garvey, Head of Global Financial Services at PwC. Thanks for joining us today, John.
My pleasure, Kimberly.
So to start with, what is the current situation in Asia as the economies move through the pandemic?
It's been an interesting, obviously very painful pandemic for many. I think where Asia is entering a bit of a new phase. Number of countries in Asia took a kind of zero tolerance approach, notably China, and I include Asia Pacific, China, New Zealand, and Australia, Singapore as well. And I think transitioning to a world where, you know, the vast majority of the population are vaccinated, but you have to have breakthrough cases because the vaccines are not 100%. Obviously, the vaccines prevent, in most cases, hospitalization and death. So you look at different countries and they're in different places, right? So New Zealand, Australia still in kind of that zero tolerance mode. Singapore trying to move to a kind of live with the virus, but keeping cases and stress on the medical system and of course deaths to a lower level, but having some issues with the Delta variant and keeping cases at a reasonable number. You have China, which has 1 billion people vaccinated, but you know it's there's still many people that are not vaccinated. And then you look at some of the countries that have lower vaccination rates and perhaps not as strong of a healthcare system, you know, like Thailand, Malaysia, et cetera. And they're trying to really boost the vaccination rates to bring, you know, the infections and serious cases and of course deaths under control. And then you have Japan, which started off slowly. Obviously we all watched the Olympics and we knew what the situation was there, but now they're vaccination rate is climbing steadily, and you know they're going to lift some restrictions in Tokyo and the area. So everyone's in a bit of a different spot in Asia, and the ability to kind of open up the economy, certainly more, some countries are more dependent on tourism than others. Others have been facing challenges in terms of keeping the factories going, and you see that in the supply chains and some of the supply shocks around the world. So it's really a mixed picture in Asia, but one that I would say over time is improving. And again, as vaccination rates, increase in the region, there'll be more of an opening, I think more akin to what you've seen in Europe and the United States.
So with this kind of mixed picture in mind, what has the pandemic done to the level of business and consumer borrowing across the region?
Well, again, I think it's a mixed picture country by country. And the other thing I would layer in there is the amount of stimulus that has been given in each country is different. I would say Asia has definitely gone less on the stimulus than both Europe and certainly the United States has. So therefore, there hasn't been, you know, something like the Main Street Lending Program or the PPP in the United States or some of the EU programs in most countries in Asia. You know, one is they don't have as much capability to provide that stimulus. Having said that, there have been measures by the banks, et cetera. I think, again, you have to look at different countries, but there's no doubt that the pandemic has taken a toll on economic growth and lending in most countries. I think the question really going forward is how many of the existing, you know, loans will eventually go bad and have to be restructured. And, you know, we're certainly in a number of countries, I don't want to speak, out of turn from a confidentiality perspective, but there are several countries that I think are preparing for the next level of restructuring of some of these loans as payment holidays and forbearance, fades away, and people are starting to see which businesses, frankly, are able to exist in this new world from a longer term as opposed to shorter term.
And as we've kind of moved through the pandemic, as you say, in Europe and in the US, and there's been much of a return to work, we've seen kind of the implementation of a hybrid working model. But what does the future of work look like in Asia? Is there much expectation that people will go back to the office to work, or will it be more of a hybrid or working from home model?
I think if you look at a place like Japan, even during the height of the pandemic, there's not really a work at home culture in the past. And while, for example, we at PwC have been working remotely and continue to do so in Japan, many of our clients still have a substantial number of people coming into the office, albeit with the other restrictions and things which exist or have existed, in Japan. I think Japan will be a place where maybe there's less of a difference from the old world and the new world, and probably more of a return to work. If you would look at a place like, say, Singapore, Hong Kong, or even, Australia, New Zealand, I think we're talking more of a hybrid situation. China, again, probably in between the two. From what we've seen, some people are back to work. In fact, China had a number of months where, things were kind of normal. China was in a bit of a bubble. And I think they've tried to keep that within China as normal and as kind of closely tracking the old world as they possibly can. So I think, whereas in Europe and the US, we're seeing almost everybody go to some kind of a hybrid 2 to 3 days a week, with some exceptions. I think, it also depends on the type of workers you're talking about. Are these, front office bankers and traders, or are they back office operations and technology people? Technology people, for example, even before the pandemic, tended to have a history of working quite a bit remotely and off hours and things like that.
That's great, John. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And you can keep up to date by subscribing to our weekly podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, and Acast, and follow our discussions at thebanker.com/podcasts.